your time in Springfield, what do you hold up as your accomplishments as a representative of 115?
Well, I've been there for 3.5 years. Tom, just figure, two bills they told me were impossible, Molly's Law. We got Murfreesboro reopened as an adult facility, passed the Clean Jobs Act, so we now have a solar array that's probably the largest in the state in Swanwick. We're working on one in Jefferson County, still working on the resort at Walker's Bluff. Amazon, too, is looking at moving into Illinois. We fought down these major gun grabs. You know, I'm 100% endorsed by the NRA with an A rating. And we've got social services recovering again after a 2.5-year budget impasse.
Taxes are one of the driving issues, whether it's property tax or whatever. We're one of the highest tax states. And then, of course, in particular, your decision about the tax increase in the vote that was very contentious, of course. Talk to me about taxes, their effect on people leaving the state, and how this can be remedied while at the same time ensuring proper funding for education.
Well, we first had to make sure, as far as taxes go, that we got our schools opened on time. We were able to pass a budget. Budget could not have been passed without resolving the issue of revenue. So as much as I hate it, the unfortunate thing is the speaker forced us into a place where we were within 24 hours of being the first state in the history of Illinois to go to junk bond status. So schools opened on time, state employees got paid on time. The unfortunate thing is we have 4.95% income tax. We need to start rolling that back. As soon as we get our backlog of bills paid off, we'll be able to start doing that. Main thing is property tax reform. Property tax reform can now be addressed because we have a new school funding formula in place.
Mike Madigan, you just mentioned him. Is he the boogeyman? Is he the Machiavellian string puller that everybody accuses him of being? And what role is he playing in the election between you and Dr. Jacobs?
Well, there's no possible way to overstate how overwhelming Mike Madigan can be in Springfield. He controls every bill that gets called, whether or not it gets moved to a committee, who's on each committee. And the story, as far as the election goes, is my opponent's being funded by dark money from Chicago, and it's tied directly to Mike Madigan.
Talk to me again about school funding, but on higher education and its importance at SIU and what we should be doing as far as education funding and SIU in particular.
Well, on higher education, without a budget in place for 2.5 years, higher ed did not get funded the way it should. It did tremendous amount of damage to all higher education, in particular SIU Carbondale. And we know that they had already moved to junk bond status. So by getting that budget in place, we've now stabilized our bond rating. We've stabilized the bond rating for SIU. We're going to be working now to make sure that they get the funding that they need. The reorganization is somewhat controversial, but I'm happy to see that they're addressing it.
The accusations flying back and forth about bailing out Chicago school districts when it comes to education funding, this has played a role in this election as well.
Well, I would say Chicago should be screaming from the rooftops that the 115th got a bailout, because our schools are going to see $5.8 million in new money in the 115th district, the most school funding in the history of Illinois. I'm supported by both the teachers and administrators with endorsements from both sides. I think that says it all.
You know, when these ads going back and forth, and we've all been exposed to them in one form or another, if you were going to pick one, possibly two things that your opponent has said about you that you think needs to be corrected, that you'd rather contentious statements, which items would you pick?
Well, first would be the school funding. $5.8 million of new funding for our schools is very significant. The bailout for Chicago was Senate Bill 1. I voted no on that bill. Voted yes on Senate Bill 1947, which my opponent has on his own website saying that he thought it was a great start and then has beaten me up for it. So I would say that's the number one thing. Number two is probably that the income tax increase was the highest in Illinois history. That's a total and complete lie. We know that our income tax previously was 5%. It is now 4.95%. Everyone knew that the revenue had to come. How we did it was significant. I would say that anyone who says otherwise needs to say where they would have made the 40% across-the-board cuts had there not been new revenue. My opponent has not said that.
Illinois is in a wholesale mess, and you look you look at, you just talked about bond ratings, right?
Mm-hmm,
I mean, you can look at a lot of different areas here and say, you know, funding bad here, worst county here, highest pay taxes, I mean, highest pension, budget out. I mean, you can go down the list. And this is a totally complicated question. I get this. And I'm here I am pressing you about time. How do we solve this, Terry? I mean, fundamentally, in a principled manner, how does Illinois dig itself out of this incredible hole that we're in?
Well, the first thing is we have to get our workers' comp under control, stop listening to the trial lawyers, and make sure that we lower our workers' comp rate. You know, believe it or not, we actually have 20,000 new manufacturing jobs in Illinois in this past year. A lot of that has to do with manufacturing feeling a little more comfortable coming back to Illinois now that we have our bond rating a little more stable. We have a lot of work to do on it. I've only been there for 3.5 years. I walked into one heck of a mess, and I've worked very hard full-time to make sure that we get this state turned around. As soon as we get these backlog of bills paid down, we're going to be able to start rolling that income tax back, and you're going to see business boom in this state like never before.
Well, you know, getting people to roll back taxes, you know, in any government is quite the task, and that's why that's a goal. I know this. All right, so here's our last 60 seconds. Why Terry Bryant? Why Terry Bryant? Not necessarily why Representative Terry Bryant, but why Terry Bryant?
So I think Terry Bryant represents the best things about this district: hard work, honesty, listened to constituents, made sure that I opened 2 offices so I'm available, resigned my position in the Department of Corrections, waived my pension. I am 100% committed to this district and listening to all sides, making sure that I represent everyone here. And I humbly ask for their vote again on March 20th to go back and complete what we've started.
Terry Bryant, she is the incumbent 115th District State Representative, and her opponent, Dr. Paul Jacobs, is next, and that's literally within the next 2 minutes here at News Radio WJPF. Terry, I want to thank you for your time. Final thought?
No, thanks, Tom. I just appreciate it. Everybody get out and vote on March 20th. It's going to be a close race, and we need everybody to turn out.
There's the message right there, because primary ballots, you know, people are fatigued, I think, because of the ongoing presidential thing and the news coverage there, and they're fatigued, and you get the primary, and that's a low turnout. And how important is this? Not the only 115th, but also the judgeships. There are a lot of important roles that play a very important day-to-day role in our lives. So I'm glad you mentioned that, Terry.
Yep. Citizens' vote is very important. Get out there and do your duty.